Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 21, 2025. By Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. We're two-thirds of the way through our season. This is week 14 of 21. Next week begins the final rotation. Remember that we will be bowling on Good Friday, April 18. Lane assignments, week 14. Lane 35, team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 36, team 2, Strike Time. Lane 37, team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 38, team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 39, team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 40, team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 41, Team 4, Triple Threat, and Lane 42, Team 7, Hangman. Subs for tonight, Lane 42, Team 7, out, Thelma Crumpler, in, Kenny McNeil. Judy Eason and Zelda are available as subs if needed. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information, zelda2152@gmail.com, 443-629-0018. The SBBA Mailographic Tournament will be bowled on Friday, April 11th. Entry fee is $6. Outlaw's deadline to submit entries is next Friday, March 28. 2025 Tournament Shirts. Please visit the link below to order official 2025 Greater Cleveland National Tournament Shirts. This is the only way to purchase shirts. No official tournament shirts will be sold at the tournament. You must order prior to the event. Select Pick Up from Peaches to save on shipping. Each color must be ordered separately: black, blue, green, pink, red, and white. The website is https://www.custominc.com/fundraising/GCBB25. If you have the option to order various styles of shirts, you can choose from crew, long sleeve, and V-neck t-shirts, zip-up and pullover hoodies, and polo shirts, and they come in 6 different colors: pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on item and color, ranging from small to 5XL. They have a logo on the front left, and then we'll have all of the ABBA league names listed on the back. If you have any questions about the tournament tentative information, it is available from GCBB host website link below under events, where you can also locate the site to reserve your hotel room, code number for the hotel room ABA. The website https://gcbb.weebly.com. Some have asked about Outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make an order, so if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I'll add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. A new ABBA website. ABBA has a new website. The address is www.theabba.org. It's still a work in progress, but it is professionally done, very attractive, and hopefully will be useful to everyone inside and outside of ABBA. As part of this website, ABBA now has a merchandise store. Click on the link at the bottom of the first page of the website for the ABBA swag shop and check out all the different shirts and other clothing items, cups, even stuffed animals branded with the new ABBA logo. Note, some of the shirts are looser fit and some are more fitted, so measure and order carefully. ABBA has a new company who designed our logo, has the store page set up, and is doing the website for us. A portion of the sale price of each item on this site benefits the ABBA. Outlaw Invitational. We will bowl the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational Tournament on May 3, 2025 at Buffalo Lanes North. Deadline for entries will be Friday, April 25. Entry fee is $40. ABBA National Tournament Information. Tournament entry fee is $80 with an additional $25 for the Masters competition. Non-bowling guests should be registered and pay an $18 registration fee. This helps cover hospitality. Registration deadline to Sandy, April 5. Outlaws, I would like to know tonight if you plan to go and what events you plan to pay for. So tell me tonight, Friday, March 21. The deadline for outlaws to pay will be March 28. This gives me a week to get the teams together. I know some may be waiting on the challenged athletes' grants, but please give me a tentative confirmation tonight, the 21st, and call me as soon as you know. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza, Cleveland Airport, 7230 Engle Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website, https://gcbb.weekly.com, or call the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport reservation line at 1-877-227-6963, and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block. Ask for the group rate for ABBA. The discounted room rate is $119 plus tax per room. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block is April 25. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service upon request by calling the hotel at 440-243-4040 for pickup, and you can schedule your return trip to the airport with the front desk. Self-parking is complimentary. All rooms include an in-room coffee maker and a refrigerator. There's complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the hotel, business center access for hotel guests, indoor pool, sauna, and an exercise room. Check-in time is 3 p.m. Check-out time is 12 p.m. The hotel has an on-site restaurant, bar, and lounge open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the ground floor. They also serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., either off-menu items or a buffet for $12.99. There are several restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel. Bowling will be at Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146. As per Sandy McDaniel of the ABBA, transportation will be provided. Within the facilities are a surround sound PA system, a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, a game room, meeting room, and a full service banquet hall with a capacity of 250. Our large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. We have three ladies and three men's restrooms on our concourse. Please note, the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them and that if they are caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they are very strict about this. If you need to contact her, Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director, may be emailed at sandymcdan01@yahoo.com, and her phone number is 386-576-6413. Now, this from your host for the tournament. If you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me by a text or voice on our league line at 216-666-9507. Or by email at gcbb501c@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone who can. Once again, the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland We're looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, Event Specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. Remember, folks, that to fly to Cleveland, you must have a real ID. The real ID requirements go into effect May 7. If you do not know for certain that you have a real ID, please have someone look at it now. It can take a while to get an appointment with the DMV to get one. So, to fly or enter certain federal facilities, you will need a real ID. To obtain a real ID, you must visit an NC Division of Motor Vehicles driver's license office with the documents outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised, as the wait times can be long. For information on locations, wait times, etc., go to the NCDOT website link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. The documents. One document with your full name providing identity and date of birth. A certified birth certificate issued by the State Vital Records Office or a county register of deeds. A copy is not acceptable. It must have the raised seal or a valid unexpired passport from the United States or a valid unexpired real ID from another state. One document with your full name and full Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document providing identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or document from the courts or register of deeds. Social Security card, photocopies not allowed, or 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number, or W-2 form with name and full Social Security number, or payroll record with name and full Social Security number. Two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. A North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy or title. North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. Utility bill or cable bill. Housing lease or contract, mortgage statement, property or income tax statement, pre-printed financial statement, school records. Name changes. One or more documents from the list below if the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name change. Certified marriage license or certificate with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individuals certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. A divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. Document from the courts or register of deeds. Original or certified international marriage licenses with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individual certifying the document, accompanied by a name change affidavit. Are you ready for 5 years at the bar? Piano Bar Fundraiser 2025. We are thrilled to invite you to the 5th annual Virtual Piano Bar. The Virtual Piano Bar is more than just a night of great music. It's a joint fundraising effort supporting both the Pennsylvania Organization of Blind Parents and the Pennsylvania Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Your participation helps us continue advocating, educating, and empowering blind families. The event is 5 years at the bar, Piano Bar Fundraiser. The date is April 12, 2025, starting time 7 p.m., location via Zoom. Admission price, suggested donation of $10. Payment options are coming soon. This incredible event will feature live performances by Angelina Engelseck from Pennsylvania, Eddie Salcido from California, John Dowling from Minnesota, and Carl Smith from Utah. Guiding us through the night will be our wonderful hosts, Stacy Leap from Pennsylvania, and Kelvin Scopey Mosley from North Carolina. Mark your calendars, spread the word, and stay tuned for more details on how to reserve your spot. We cannot wait to share this magical evening with you. For more information, please contact Emily Gindelsberger, Gindelsperger, G-I-N-D-L-E-S-P-E-R-G-E-R, at vp2@nfbp.org, or Stacy Leap, L-E-A-P, at blindparents@nfobofpa.org. And here are some recipes that will bowl you over. A steak taco salad. The ingredients: 1 8-ounce container of sour cream, 2/3 of a cup of mild salsa, 1/2 cup plus 1 tablespoon chopped fresh cilantro, divided, plus more for garnish, 3 teaspoons of kosher salt, divided, 1 1-ounce envelope of taco seasoning mix, divided, 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 3 ears, about 1 pound total, of fresh yellow corn, 1 1.5-pound top sirloin steak, 1 to 1.5 inches thick, 1 5-ounce package of spring mixed salad greens, about 7 cups, 1 7-ounce package of shredded Mexican 3-cheese blend, about 1 3/4 cups, 1 1/2 cups roughly crushed tortilla chips, 1 1/2 cups diced plum tomatoes from 3 medium tomatoes, 1 1/2 cups of thinly sliced pickled red onions from 1 16-ounce jar, and 2 medium avocados chopped. Here's your directions. Whisk together the sour cream, salsa, 1 tablespoon of cilantro, 1 1/2 tablespoons of the salt, and 1 1/2 teaspoons of the taco seasoning mix until smooth. Set the dressing aside. Preheat the grill to high, 450 to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Whisk together oil and remaining taco seasoning mix in a small bowl. Brush the corn with 1 1/2 teaspoons oil mixture. Set the remaining oil mixture aside. Pat the steak dry using paper towels. Sprinkle evenly with the remaining 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt. Place the corn and the steak on oiled grates. Grill the corn covered until slightly charred and tender, 10 to 12 minutes, turning occasionally. Grill the steak covered until thermometer inserted into the thickest portion registers 135 to 145 degrees Fahrenheit. That's medium. 8 to 11 minutes, or to the desired done of doneness, brushing both sides with reserved oil mixture halfway through the grill time. Transfer the steak to a cutting board. Cover with aluminum foil and let it rest for 10 minutes. When the corn is cool enough to handle, cut the kernels from the cobs. Thinly slice steak against the grain. Cut slices into 1-inch pieces. Divide lettuce and remaining 1/2 cup of cilantro among 4 bowls. Top with steak, corn, cheese, chips, tomatoes, onions, and avocados. Drizzle as desired with dressing. Garnish with cilantro and serve the remaining dressing. Here's do it yourself something. It's do-it-yourself pickled onions. Microwave 1/2 cup of each of vinegar and water in a heat-proof jar for 3 minutes. Stir in 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1 sliced red onion, and let it stand for 20 minutes. That's all there is to it. But now we're going to move on to a ham and noodle casserole. Here are your ingredients. 8 ounces of uncooked egg noodles, 1 10.5-ounce can of cream of mushroom soup, undiluted, 1 8-ounce container of chive and onion-flavored cream cheese, softened, 2/3 of a cup of milk, 2 cups of chopped baked ham, 1 1/2 cups of fresh broccoli florets, 1 10-ounce package of frozen asparagus, thawed, 6 baby carrots, chopped, 1 8-ounce package of shredded mozzarella cheese, 1 4-ounce package of shredded cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup of crushed seasoned croutons. Your directions have 5 steps to them. Cook the pasta, actually 6 if you come start with this first one. Cook the pasta according to the package directions and drain. Step 2. Combine the ingredients and add to baking dishes. Stir together the soup, cream cheese, and milk in a large bowl. Stir in pasta, ham, and next 3 ingredients. Spoon 1/2 of the ham mixture into a lightly greased 13-by-9-inch baking dish. Step 3. Add cheeses to the casseroles. Combine cheeses. Sprinkle 1/2 of cheese mixture over casserole. Spoon remaining ham mixture over cheeses. Step 4. Add cheese crouton mix. Combine remaining cheese mixture with croutons and sprinkle over casserole. Step 5. Bake casserole at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes or until it's lightly browned. You can substitute the baked ham with leftover chopped cooked ham, a chopped ham steak, shredded cooked chicken, cooked bacon, or brown sausage. Feel free to use any pasta shape you prefer, including rotini, penne, or fusilli. If you're looking to switch things up, swap any of the veggies called for with sautéed bell peppers, mushrooms, zucchini, spinach, peas, corn, green beans, or other favorites. To make sure your vegetables are tender, by the time the casserole is cooked through, make sure to chop the carrots finely and the broccoli florets small. Make sure the asparagus is thawed completely before using. And I said there was a step 6? Enjoy. That's it. Bowling schedule as revised. March 21, bowl, week 14. March 28, bowl, week 15. April 4, bowl, week 16. April 11, bowl, week 17. Bowl, SBBA, Mailographic. April 18, Good Friday, bowl, week 18. April 25, bowl, week 19. May 2nd, off. May 3rd, Outlaw Invitational. May 9, bowl, week 20. May 16, bowl, week 21. And May 22 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 21, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website and www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long, until next time.